Ko moia wa tamanui France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. As politicians pay their respects at Ratana today, senior Labour MP and Ratana descendants Adrian Rudafe says questions of Māori politicians' identity and the relationships with mainstream politics is very much a live issue. The annual celebrations of the birth of church founder Tahu Pōtiki Wirimu Ratana has been considered the start of the political year, but this year that distinction was shared with the weekend's huiamotu at Tūranga Waiwai Marae. Te Pāti Māori emphasised that by coming on the marae yesterday alongside Te Kingitanga and other iwi delegates. Mr. Rudafe says Te Iwi Morehu has been part of the debate since 1932 when it sent Iruera Tirikatene to Parliament as the first Ratana MP.
We've made incremental steps forward on a number of things, but we're still not there. And I think this is a new time for us to all sit back despite our political colours and just as Māori decide what the pathway forward to fulfilment of mana Māori motuhake.
On other news, the hapū of South Taranaki's Ngaruahine Iwi plans a protest to the United Nations after failing to stop first-track consents for a wind power project. Hiringa Energy and Balance Agri-Nutrients are building four 200-metre towers at Kapuni to power a plant that will make hydrogen for fertiliser production. Hiringa Energy and Balance Agri-Nutrients are building four 200-metre towers at Kapuni to power a plant that will make hydrogen for fertiliser production. Ōkahu Inua Wai Chair John Hooker says the companies turned down alternate sites suggested by iwi.
Each day when we look out, we'll see these massive great edifices between us and our maunga. So it just gives you a bit of cringe, okay? Why can't they put it in on their own backyard, not in our backyard? But it is a concern with us and our future relationship with our tūpuna maunga, our Taranaki.
John Hooker says embarrassing the government in an international forum is seen as one of the few options the hapū has left. And lastly, as the government rolls back Māori initiatives, at least one sports body is headed in the opposite direction. Netball New Zealand has adopted a wāhine first approach, which now includes formal ceremonies led by women. President Tina Kraitiana of Ngāti Porou says while sports like rugby, soccer or cricket are still male-dominant, netball is a uniquely women's dominant sport, and Māori are uniquely Aotearoa. It made sense to combine the two.
We've made a conscious decision to actually put women at the forefront. So when you come in, when people manuhiri come into Netball New Zealand whare, they will be greeted and welcomed by women.
Tina Kraitiana says it doesn't take anything away from any culture. At their most recent welcoming ceremony, there were speeches in Te Reo, English and Samoan, all by women. And that's your Wātea English News.